This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Retirement projects. I am starting some form of a daycare service.
My mom had a home.
Print money.
My mom had a home daycare for a lot. And yes.
A factory.
Yes, you could get some chunks of change there. Yeah. Absolutely, you can.
Rent out a warehouse. Just pad it up. Put a bunch of balls everywhere. Some cribs and stuff.
Speaking of money and chunks of change, the 49ers invest a lot of money in their quarterback position. Would you say that?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit. Highest paid player in the history of the franchise. I think the Philadelphia Eagles would also say the same about Jalen Hurts.
Sure,
highest paid
absolutely.
Player in the history of their franchise.
And I questioned that deal.
You did.
The Hurts deal. I admit it. And yeah, feels pretty dumb.
People are questioning Brock Purdy's. DJ Houshmandzadeh earlier in the week said this.
1-6 in his playoff teams. But when those guys are playing well, Brock Purdy is playing well. And so is Brock Purdy the reason? Or is everybody else the reason? And last year kind of showed me against the playoff teams, he wasn't able to get it done. And I still think he's a good quarterback. I'm just not giving him what they gave him. I'm happy for him. Generational wealth for all the Purdy's from years to come, unless somebody messes it up. But I'm not giving him that contract.
Okay. So TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, Fox Sports, not giving Purdy that deal.
Well, last year was a bad year. So it to was. Say like he was 1-6 against playoff quarterbacks, like, if you look at the list of quarterbacks that Purdy has beat in the league, and I know you don't play quarterback versus quarterback, but I'm just saying, like, you know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, he's got a laundry list of victories that you would hang your hat on as a quarterback.
Absolutely. He's, again, if it was this time last year, he was up for a contract, no one would be scoffing at him getting all that money. They wouldn't be. They'd be like, oh, yeah, he was just in the Super Bowl. They were an overtime period away if Nick Bosa stops Patrick Mahomes from winning it. And maybe he's a Super Bowl MVP.
He's beaten Jared Goff, you know, when the Lions were good, when they weren't great. Like, he's got a lot of good wins under his belt.
Absolutely. Now, pivot to this. Craig Carton, Fox Sports, formerly WFAN. If you know him, you know him. If you don't, you don't. But New York's talking sports head. He was asked to compare Brock Purdy with the reigning Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts. And take a listen to this.
Who would you rather be, the Jets quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy?
This is easy for me. This one takes no thought whatsoever. He's a far better quarterback. Whoa. Brock Purdy does everything better than Jalen Hurts. And I think Jalen Hurts is a damn good quarterback. He's in my top five, one of the nine guys that are in that top five. But the guy's the machine.
Wow. He's taking Brock Purdy over Jalen Hurts right now. And 888-957-9570 is the number. This is classic just sports talk radio, and I love these conversations. Who are you taking? You taking Jalen? You taking Brock? Game on the line. What? Who are you taking between those two quarterbacks?
If I would have asked,
all things being equal around them, just those are the quarterbacks. Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would have asked myself that same question last year at this time. I would have taken Brock 10 out of 10 times.
And you would have felt great about it.
Yeah. Today, I'm taking Jalen Hurts 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think what he did in the playoffs, I cannot overlook. And I need to adjust my opinion on him as a player. I thought he was nails in the most important time of the year, and I thought he played flawless football. Now, there is an argument about, like, what system are we running? You know, who are the playmakers around him? Who's my play caller? Like, I think Jalen is perfect for what Philly wants to do, and I think Brock is perfect for what the Niners want to do, right? So I do think that their situations matter. I believe the way they phrased the question to him was, who would you want to be the Jets quarterback? I don't even know what the Jets are running.
Exactly. I don't even know.
I like the conversation, all things being equal around them.
Okay.
Who would you rather have?
So then I would, just being fair here, I'd give the edge right now to Jalen Hurts.
See, I'm still leaning Brock Purdy, and I hear you on that. And I do think the one thing that Jalen does better than Brock, obviously, is the tush pushes. But, like, are we giving credit that to Jalen? Is that for the offensive line?
I think his legs are a big weapon.
He's got a big, huge quad.
Outside of the tush push, I think his legs are a big part of that offense.
I do think that as well, but I do think Brock has underrated legs. When his ability to run the football, and I know Steve Young was talking about, he's like,
scramble the throw.
He could run more if he wants to. It's out there for him, and I think he was forced to a lot last year, mainly because he just didn't trust his offensive line and weapons around him. So he was forced to run around. Now, that came back to bite him a lot of times, and people use that to say, hey, look, you know, he can't see over the line, or he's got to move out of the way, and his arm strength, all that. And all that is true. But I'm still taking Brock Purdy right now because of the decision-making at times. I do think Brock is a better decision-maker than Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts does some boneheaded throws at times. Not to say he's not a good quarterback. You saw that in the Super Bowl. He did have some bad throws here and there. And he got picked off in the Super Bowl. And we've seen it in the playoffs. He's gotten picked off at crucial times, or he's fumbled the ball at crucial times. I haven't quite seen that from Brock in those big moments. I haven't seen Brock lose them playoff games. I haven't seen that from him. Now, he's gotten hurt, and maybe he didn't make the game-winning throw or pass, but I haven't seen him lose big games in the biggest moments yet. I have seen Jalen. And listen, you know me, Joe. I've been one of the biggest Jalen defenders for quite some time. So even last year when people were down on him, I said, yeah, you know, I'm still taking Jalen Hurts. I'm still bullish on this Eagles team.
He's a great leader.
Because he's a great leader. And people don't give him credit for that because they say he pouts on the sideline a lot or the way he speaks to the media. I think a lot of that is Philadelphia sports talk fabrication, by the way. Just them getting offended by everything that, oh, heaven forbid someone have an actual thought as a player. Oh, my God, how could he say that? He has zero clue about the Philadelphia market. Just shut up. What market are you guys anyways? Complain about everything. That being said, I thought Jalen handled all the criticisms of him last year very well. What was the conversation? It was, I don't think they have a quarterback. They can't throw the ball. Well, when you got Saquon Barkley running the ball like he does, why throw the ball, right? And then you got A.J. Brown complaining, diva wide receiver, right? It's like, I want the ball. And the freaking Super Bowl, and they were up like 20 points he was complaining about not getting the ball. That speaks more to A.J. Brown than it does to Jalen Hurts for me. So, listen, I love Jalen. I do. I'm still taking Brock Purdy, though, at the end of the day. Cerebral, the mind, all of that in the decision-making at the end of the day. I do think he's a step quicker when it comes to those things. I have to be careful when we talk about these things because people take it, you know, they take it to the extreme. Oh, you're comparing this quarterback to that, the race aspect. I'm not talking about any of that.
No, just,
I think you're probably in the majority here that they're taking Jalen Hurts over Brock Purdy.
Here's the thing that flipped it for me. I think I watched the Rams game just praying the Rams could win that game. I watched the Washington game praying that Washington could win that game. And I watched the Chiefs game praying that, you know, a meteor would hit the field. You know what I mean? Like, both teams would lose. He never once put the ball in harm's way. And so to your point about the decision-making, like, when you play your best at the biggest time of the year and you protect the ball, that is what you expect your quarterback. Yes, you want to make the dynamic plays and you want to, you know, push the ball down the field and do all that, you know. And when you win the Super Bowl, you deserve a level of BOD, benefit of doubt. And that's where I'm gonna give it to Jalen Hurts today. But again, I freely admit, had you asked me the same question a year ago, my opinion would have been different. And I think Jalen, Brock, a lot of guys at that spot, Goff, like if Goff won the Super Bowl this year and he had the same postseason statistically as Jalen Hurts, I'd probably like lean in the Goff direction. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's how close I think so many guys from that 5 through 11 slot are in the league.
I do think that a lot of the physical skill sets, as you're alluding to, do lean in Jalen's favor. Now, they're not the tall, neither of them are very tall. So that is something that, like, they're not like 6'4", 6'5". They're not Joe Flacco size. They're not Ben Roethlisberger.
They both throw a very catchable ball overall.
They do. I think Jalen has a better, like, arm strength overall, probably.
Okay. Throws a good teardrop.
He does. He does. Kind of those Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. like, rainbow lollipop mm-hmm. throws.
They don't throw across the middle of the field.
They
right?
don't.
And so, like, as you're breaking this down, I think, like, the way I always use
it. They also,
like,
don't need to because of the wide receivers exactly. they have. And they can just take the top off.
Like, how would Jalen look in Shanahan's system? I don't think it would look good at all.
Ooh, that's a great question. And how would Purdy look?
Because where does Kyle want to throw? Middle of the field.
Middle of the field.
Right? Yes. And I don't think he sees the field in the middle as well and anticipates in the middle of the field as well as Brock. Conversely, if Brock was in the Philly system, I don't think Brock would look close to as good. Right? Like, both guys really fit the team that they're on right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Who you taking? All things being equal, Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy? And I do think it's funny, year to year, when we do this, when it comes to, like, elite, quote-unquote, quarterbacks, because I do think that Jalen Hurts has proven himself to be an elite quarterback at this point. I do. Now, is it the same tier as those tier one guys? It's interchangeable,
there's
right?
There's a
slight tick down. But that being said, like, in the biggest moments, in the biggest games, like, Jalen Hurts has shown up just as much as Josh Allen, right? He's beaten Mahomes in the biggest stage. Now, was it, oh, it's a team game, it's a team game? Well, I hate when we fall back on that when it goes to support our argument. Well, it's a team game. Well, if Josh Allen did it, it'd be Josh Allen beating Patrick Mahomes, right? So how come we don't give Jalen Hurts that same credit?
He was great.
I guess, right?
Yeah, he was great. They were great. He was great.
Yes. He outperformed Patrick Mahomes in the biggest stage. It's okay to say that. Hell, Eli Manning did it twice against Tom Brady.
Well,
Nick Foles did it against him. Tom Brady threw 500 yards in that loss to the Eagles. He was incredible.
Well, it's funny that you say this. So, like, I'm going back.
I was probably more impressed, if we're going Super Bowls, with Jalen losing to Patrick Mahomes than I was in him winning this year, because I thought he played outstanding in that game. Even though he had some time in between those two seasons, I thought he was awesome. Now, I know he had the fumble in the pocket, but I thought he was unbelievable in that Super Bowl where they actually ended up losing to the Chiefs.
Do you think that Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy are, as we're comparing them, do you consider them in the same tier of quarterback right now? Where is Joe Shasky's tier of quarterbacks as of this moment, heading into OTAs where all these guys are now getting some work?
So I'm going to give them a little more nuance. I think you got the Golden Four, Allen, Mahomes. I'll throw Burrow and Lamar in there.
Okay.
The Golden Four. They could do no wrong.
Then you've got
what I call like the minted ones, right? Stafford, now Jalen Hurts, you know. You're going to laugh. Like Aaron Rodgers, I know everyone's going to like, but, you know, he is Aaron Rodgers, right? And so you roll your eyes.
What the hell's going on with that guy?
He's a whack job. But like I put him in that, hey, he won a ring. He's one of the, you know, great players of all time, Aaron Rodgers. So he kind of gets that benefit of the doubt. And then after those guys that have won the ring, and I put them somewhere on any given day from 5 to like 11. I'm talking Stafford and Jalen Hurts. But that very next tier, which is very thin, you know, that three, you got Goff, you got Purdy. And if you take Goff, well, okay, fine, I'll take Purdy. You take Purdy ahead, all right, I'll take Goff. Baker Mayfield, I would throw in there. People are going to laugh. I got Dak somewhere in that mix, probably on the lower end.
I won't laugh at that. Dak, for
he's a high end,
very good,
high end third tier. If we're going like Golden Four, the two Super Bowl winners in Stafford and Jalen, third, or a low end two tier.
Okay, so you have Jalen in that second tier right now with Stafford and Brock in that third tier right now.
Because I only got two guys in that second tier.
Okay.
If you're balancing it out, I would probably have Brock right on the fringe of tier two. Like if I had 4, 4, and 4.
I wonder had he won that Super Bowl if we would keep him in that tier two still. Because we're giving that benefit of the doubt for Stafford for winning it.
Joe,
he's been very good, but he's also been hurt a lot.
Joe, again, let's do the exercise. Had I asked that same question last year,
I know
Jalen wouldn't be anywhere near where he is today.
Okay.
Right? So things can change.
So it's almost the reverse, right?
Yes.
So, okay. Fair enough.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd still put...
How many people had Jalen heading into last year in their top 10?
I did, but maybe not a lot of people.
I don't think it was consensus.
But they did make the playoffs. That's what's so odd to me. They
the way the season ended.
Team. I know it ended horribly, and the 49ers are a huge part of that. They snatched their souls from Philadelphia.
Purdy went in there and dismantled them.
Dre Greenlaw, Big Dom on line one. I'm
from second quarter on, Purdy was lights out.
He was.
In the rain.
He was.
It's one of the best rain games he's ever had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.